You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
One big thing I saw this weekend about being, you know, how great it is to be like a kid or a kid again. I was watching my kids and the neighbor kids run around the neighborhood with not a care in the world. You get a big basket full of stuff for like no reason, essentially, of just junk, you know? And it's like, man, it's great to be a kid. I don't get an Easter basket anymore.
Yeah.
Although my mom did carry it until I was, you know, like 18, 19. She was giving me Easter baskets. But, like, as a grown adult, it's like, man, I want a day where just somebody hands me a basket full of stuff. That's one of the good things about being a kid. Do you miss being a kid at all?
Yeah.
Like, any aspects of it?
Yeah. A lot of it. Okay, so I would have to say, out of all of the, you know, thousands of memories of childhood that were so good, for whatever reason, there were 2 years out of my life when I lived in Oscoda, Michigan, okay? And just down the road from where we lived, there were giant sand dunes where us kids, mm-hmm. we would all go and just play. But there was a wooded area. It was a pretty big woods. And there were bike trails through the woods, including some little jumps that we built going over these tiny little creek things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just every day when you got back from school and then in the summer all day long on our bikes in the woods playing grab ass, all of that.
That was number seven on this list, spending lots of time outside.
Yeah, and I get outside a lot now as an adult, okay? But it's not the same.
Because
those 2 years in Oscoda especially kind of epitomized, it was almost like a scene from, you know, some horrible child actor movie, whether it's The Goonies or Stand By Me or something like that, where it's like the Sandlot, right, mm-hmm. is a good example, where it's just the pure innocence of being the Sandlot might be the best example of pure innocence of childhood.
Sure. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Whether they're playing ball on the sandlot, kind of getting
into the pool, the team
playing around at the pool.
Yeah.
With, what was her name, something Peppercorn?
Wendy, Becky.
Wendy Peppercorn,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's
something outside,
about
man.
That. That's a difference when we're
riding
outside as
riding your bike
adults.
To Dairy Queen was a big thing, you know, for
Thank
me.
Thank you.
When I would ride my bike a few miles down the road to Dairy Queen. Can you see me doing that now as a grown-ass adult? Getting out, chaining my bike up outside, going in and getting an ice cream cone. Then riding off one-handed while I'm trying to lick the cone.
You should. I know
Not
that.
Not a care in the world.
But the difference is your bike would be different too, right? Because now we've got these, quote, adult bikes, where when you were a kid, you had, what, the spider bikes
I want
bikes
the old school
like
BMX
that.
Bike from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Jennifer, good morning. So what do you miss the most?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for like 20-plus years, and this is my first time to ever call in. My son would be so bummed. He's not in the car with me. I just dropped him.
Well, we'll turn this into a podcast later, and you can play it back for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, shout out to Shuki. He's 11.
Shuki,
yeah.
That's a cool name.
Is that the name or nickname?
His name is Tyson Shukur Sara. And it's a nickname of his Ethiopian name.
I love it.
Well, I will tell you this. He's got the coolest name of the day. So there you go.
He usually does.
So we appreciate you listening for 20 plus years, Jennifer. What's the thing you miss the most about being a kid?
Oh, hands down, being able to sleep anywhere you want to. Like, even when it's totally inappropriate, nobody cares if you fall asleep.
Like, you can't go to, like, an Olive Garden and fall asleep in a booth, you know, as an adult.
Right?
You could totally do that as a kid.
That is so true.
At church, yes.
Scoot out on a pew, you know.
Yep.
Like, yesterday, I was like, gosh, I remember doing this as a kid. You know, just laying down, like, okay, I'm done listening. I'm just going to take a nap.
The best is, like, if you're out late or something with your parents, and you can just fall asleep in the back seat on the drive home, and then, you know, your dad carries you to bed and puts you in bed. Nobody's carrying me to bed, Jennifer.
Yeah. I mean, my kid goes to a private school, and he even at lunchtime, he says, oh, yeah, I just crawl under my desk and take a nap. I'm like, I would want to do that.
Josh, our producer, does that, though. I will say that. Like, we'll look in there and he'll be like asleep. So
we did used to have a program director at the radio station who would crawl under his desk, curl up and go to sleep. And you would walk by his office sometimes, Jennifer, and you'd just see a couple of feet sticking out from under the desk.
So, and you're like, right on.
I know. Part of me was like, what a big weirdo. And the other part was like, dang, that's actually a really good idea.
Just reliving my youth, you guys.
Anywhere, anytime, I'm here for it.
And, you know, speaking of, like, sleeping through the entire night without having to get up to pee. Just saying. Maybe that's just me, but, yeah.
No.
Oh, that's great. Jennifer, so glad you called after all these years. I hope it was. How was your first experience? 1 to 5 stars. What do you get?
I give it a 5. It was great.
Nice.
You guys are amazing.
Would have been weird if he said 2. So thank you for that.
If he said 2, yeah, then I would have. Hey, I would have taken it and gone on with my day. Jennifer, have a great one, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
See
Bye.
You later.
Thank you. Say hi to Shuki for us. Here comes Travis. Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, both you and gentlemen?
We're really good, Travis.
T-Dog, it's a good day. What do you got? What do you miss the most about being a kid?
Building a treehouse with all of your friends and all that and playing in it.
I had a treehouse. It had a trap door in it, too.
There you go.
Drop your friends down.
This is another thing, Travis. You could go do this coming weekend.
Can you imagine, though, Travis?
And how much better would it be as an adult?
It's not as fun as an adult because you have to get approval from your HOA before you can do it.
There is that.
Oh, that's a good one, buddy.
Well, plus my treehouse, unfortunately, I fell out of it. I broke my collarbone, and it was at my friend's house. And so his mom and parents made him take it down. So then now, you know, my friends were like, oh, man, we had this great treehouse, and now we had to take it down.
Thanks, Travis.
Travis ruined it.
And you probably fell out, broke your collarbone, and just kept playing for the rest of the day, too. As an adult, you'd need to take 6 to 8 weeks off of work.
Oh, right, exactly. Listen, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, can I do a quick shout-out to my family?
Nope.
No, you can't.
Nobody likes your family, Travis. See you later.
Well, I don't, but I do.
Okay, real quick, who's your family?
All right, Janae, Gavin, Hallie, and then my wife, Vicky.
Vicky's the best.
That's a great group, yeah.
Thanks,
Vicky's
Travis.
A good kisser, too. Thank you, Travis. Yep. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, what else we got here?
I was trying to find the list. I lost the list. The other things on there. Oh, yeah, here you go. Summer vacation is one of the best things about being a kid. The long breaks, summer off.
Mm-hmm. Going to the local gas station and playing quarter video games.
Okay.
The gas station, I guess.
Never having to cook made the list. Your parents were basically like your personal chefs. Yes, yes, and yes, 100%. I'm tired of cooking for my kids. I'm sick of it. No bills. A lot of no bills comments are coming in.
I'm laughing at Allison's text message. She goes, I miss family gatherings with all the cousins. Then I grew up and found out that all the adults hated getting together and just tolerated each other for the sake of grandma. Burst my happy, nostalgic family bubble.
Keep grandma happy. Oh, my God. We got to take Jessica on line one.
Okay. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Jessica.
So what do you miss the most about being a kid?
Two things. Not having the physical limitations of the body, and I miss being so small that you can crawl just about anywhere you want.
Again,
you
can see that as an adult?
That is funny.
You can fit into small, tiny little places. That's good.
Oh, Jessica, thank you. Thank you for the time.
That's
you have a
funny.
Great day. You could fit places.
Yeah, you could crawl in and out of the bottom of the dressing rooms.
I'll do one more quickly before the break. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, boys.
So quickly, what do you miss the most about being a kid?
Not being pain when I wake up in the morning.
No pain,
amen,
huh?
Amen, sister.
Take that ibuprofen.
Who's the comedian he used to laugh about? He can't understand why it's so hard to put his socks on.
Yeah, you start breathing heavy. You're like, and you're making noises when you're putting your socks on. You know you're getting old.
I can't put my socks on.